Podcasting like we mean it, it's the Red Boy Podcast featuring me, Absolute Amy. Welcome to show 59.
This podcast is a proud member of PodcastOutlaws.com Network. Punk.
I love getting up in the morning. I clap my hands and say, this is going to be a great day.
Oh, no. Go.
Coming to you from the dining room. This is the Red Boy Podcast featuring Absolute Amy. Ooh. And now, smack dab from the middle of the cornfields of central Illinois.
Yeah.
Here is Red Boy and Absolute Amy.
I believe you have my stapler.
Welcome back to the Red Boy Podcast. Of course, as always, at the dining room table this evening with the lovely Absolute Amy and our friend, Silent Steve. We have, excuse me, we don't have cough buttons either, Steve. Steve from the local paper, The Pantograph, is here interviewing us about podcasting in central Illinois and the glory that it is. And he just has interviewed us for about a half hour or so, but we didn't give him a microphone. I don't, Steve, did you want a microphone? We can get you a microphone.
No.
There you go. We're going to call him Silent Steve tonight. He's
just observing.
He's the ultimate.
He might, when this is over, he might say, you know what? This podcasting isn't anything I want to talk about or write anything down.
He's the ultimate lurker. He is right here. He's got inside the dome that is the Red Boy Podcast household. So welcome, Steve, and thanks for hanging out at the dining room table with us tonight. Too bad you can't say anything about that. And, you know, whenever this runs, if it does, welcome new listeners.
There you go.
This is the Red Boy Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in, subscribing, downloading.
All that fun stuff.
Whatever you're doing,
podcasting. All that stuff, I have no idea how it works, and I just look at you and say, will you put this on my iPod, please?
Yes, and then you proceed to leave your iPod sitting around. But
yeah, I don't even, where is my iPod? I'm sorry.
You see what I have to live with, Steve.
I'm sorry. Now that I've got my...
Not yet,
my
your new
little
toy.
Laptop.
Now
I
the Valentine's
just,
is coming, gone. You have.
I can just listen to it right here. I don't even have to do anything.
Amy, I have a question about Valentine's Day.
Yes.
When did Valentine's Day become like Halloween? Why all the candy?
I don't know.
I do not remember getting this. Luke is what, 5 years old?
And he came home with like three bags, little sacks full.
Yeah, and we have to sort out Luke's candy because he has a peanut allergy, so mm-hmm. things he can and cannot have.
And he's really good about it. He brought home two candy kisses and said, made in a factory, processed with peanuts.
But
these are for you.
I would say his total tally has got to be pretty close to half to three quarters of what Halloween is.
Yeah, I would say it was a half.
I didn't get candy. I did not. Besides the candy hearts, did you get anything at Halloween? Valentine's Day?
When growing up?
Yeah.
Oh. No, in my house, of course, we had candy hearts. We're chocolateholics.
No, but.
My mom would go and get. She'd get some, the little candy kisses and stuff like that, put them in a bowl. You got two bags full. There was four of us kids and my dad, and the four kids fought my dad for the candy, and when it was gone, it was gone.
But your elementary school, you didn't pass out and come home with
them. No.
I just found that very strange.
I have issues with candy at school. There's a lot of...
So do I, since Luke has to get a filling. I don't think we need more candy
in schools. And the other thing is that, you know, I've learned on being on a committee that I'm on that, there's this
hold
whole
on, hold
thing.
Hold on.
The views expressed by Absolute Amy do not necessarily reflect those of Red Boy, the Red Boy Podcast, Red Boy Podcasting Worldwide Incorporated, or Redcorn Industries LLC.
Okay, so your committee said?
No, I'm on a committee where we're actually looking at trying to set up some initiatives in the schools with better healthy eating, living,
less Cheetos,
exercising,
more...
and stuff like that. Well, I'm very naive because my son is only in preschool. Well, then we start talking and these much more, women who are in the group with me who have children who are older. So I guess they're much more experienced. They're looking at me and they're saying, oh, yeah, you know, there's the candy box there that the teachers will reward the kids if they do something right. And I'm like, what?
And they wonder why they all have ADD.
There's a candy box?
There's no ADD. They're all jacked up on sugar.
And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I go, my son's allergic to peanuts and candy and all this stuff with the factories. And I go into this whole thing and they're looking at me going, oh,
what you
it's
need
okay. You're going to learn. So No, I'm not really, you know, I love chocolate. Ask anybody, but I don't think it needs to be
a candy box
or a lot of Valentine's candy.
Wow, I didn't know you'd have that much input. Thank you.
Sorry. You just revved me up there.
I know. Hey, listen to Podcast Morons episode number 3 coming up hopefully this weekend. We have another scheduling conflict. It's very hard to get
a couple
more.
Why don't you just do it down at my folks? Just take the gear. My dad would love it. He'd probably sit there and listen.
Trying
with
podcast
you.
From there.
Yeah, let's have my dad podcast with you. He'd do it.
With the two morons, your dad'd be like, what are you idiots doing?
Well, the last few times that people have listened to it,
when
we were down there, Dad had to keep listening, leaving the room. He's like, oh, I can't listen to you guys. You drive me crazy.
It's like we're talking about sex or anything.
I know, but he thinks we're goofy.
And Red Boy continues to wait to see if we get Red Boy Podcast press passes to the Sheryl Crow concert. I don't know. I got my hook in the water, and
I don't know if that'll happen.
I'm using and abusing every contact I have, but we'll see if we manage to hook that up. So,
ooh, that would be a little thing we could talk about.
Heck yeah. getting him backstage with Sheryl Crow with a press pass, that might be a little something. I'd probably record maybe.
Okay. All right. Make fun of me.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay. So. Then what are we going to talk about tonight?
And this is, Steve, you'll learn, this is something Amy likes to do. She's tired of a topic. What's the next topic? Let's see, we talked about that. Oh, a new podcast I found that you might enjoy adding to your iPod.
Okay.
Should you ever find it. 101 uses for baby wipes.
Oh, I did see that on your computer the other day.
Yeah, he has a ton of listeners. I mean, he's a bajillion times bigger than us.
Well, just from that whole title of his show.
Well, exactly. Yeah, far more creative than Red Boy
Podcast.
You know,
I mean.
But it's kind of news on the parenting front. News that parents would care about, safety recalls. You know, last show had talks about attention deficit disorder and the drugs and the problems, and
they grow up and become podcasters.
don't let your babies grow up to be podcasters, mamas. So no, check him out. And he had him submit his show to the Podcast Outlaws. So
oh, cool.
You should be, if you're subscribing to the Podcast Outlaws feed, you should check him out there also.
Good.
And Amy, we have entered the world of Zathura.
I know, I love Zathura.
Zathura, for those not in the know, is a movie from the makers of the movie
Jumanji,
exactly. So,
and I loved Jumanji.
Jumanji, of course, the board game that kind of comes to life.
Possessed.
Zathura, same concept, but the two kids end up in outer space. Luke has probably seen it, I don't know, 3 dozen times?
I think at least now. And he loves it. And I swear that our 18-month-old, because we've been running around and you heard the promo, it says Zathura. Well, first of all, Luke says it Zathura. and then Maggie, I swear she was saying it, and she's 18 months old. Running around.
Maggie, you can make up anything you want. But so we've lived the world of the Zathura movie.
Yes.
And then yesterday we purchased
the board game.
Zathura. Unfortunately, the house did not end up in outer space.
No, much to
my chagrin.
It was very uneventful.
Actually,
no Zorgons came.
Those who have seen the movie, Zathura comes out of the box, the game. The kid takes it out, sets it down, and starts playing.
It's a great die-cast old metal game. It looks like it's from at least the 50s, late 50s, early 60s.
But the kid turns the key, pushes the button, takes the card out, magic. I have to put together about 1,300 pieces. Stickers, cards, magnets, weights.
All these little things, a funny little rock that you have to
spin. It's like a dice, but it's a rock, more or less. And then directions based on the cards you get.
It's, what is it, 2 pages?
Oh, yeah. And I have to keep it out. I'm probably going to laminate it because I'm not going to remember it all.
We have 2-page directions that Luke's sitting there going, Dad, what do we do now?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Well, and Luke can't read, of course. So I have to read them and then try and interpret. And I'm like, you know what? It says you're okay. Go ahead.
But it's fun.
Yes.
And the little card kept getting stuck in the little area that's supposed to shoot out this card at you, and it kept getting stuck, and we had to keep picking
it
up.
You turn the dial and hit go, and it was bzzz.
So you have to keep hitting go again and click
bzzz.
The key.
Bzzz.
But it was a lot of fun, and that is a movie I wish we could have actually seen on the big screen.
No,
I would have loved to have seen that with Luke at the.
I don't think it's big screen worthy.
Oh, the castle would have been awesome with that. The couches and hanging out and having popcorn and.
Oh, that's true.
Luke would have loved it.
Yes.
So it was a good time. We've all just really kind of gone Zathura crazy.
Yes.
And I've even we've even been talking about Zathura. All the parents who have kids who are from 4 to 8, we're all nuts about this movie. That's a great movie.
Well, it just tells us one thing. Spring needs to hit Central Illinois really soon because we need to get out of the house.
And then the other consensus that I found out with this whole Zathura thing is that no one likes Sharkboy and Lavagirl except for 5-year-olds.
I think we talked about this before. Sharkboy and Lavagirl, if you haven't seen it, it is the biggest turd of a movie.
It was a big no. But every child, every parent at work is sitting there going, yeah, my kid loves that movie. I hate that movie.
Sharkboy and Lavagirl make Ishtar look like Indiana Jones.
It's so bad.
It is awful.
I hate that movie.
And what? Speaking of things that are really bad.
Yes.
How am I at fixing toilets, Amy?
Oh, you're really bad.
There's actually an ongoing saga in our house about fixing toilets and plumbing in general in our house.
The best thing that you do is tech stuff. You can wire
computer
speakers everywhere in the house. We have them in the kitchen. We have them on the deck.
Because you know what, Amy? Electricity doesn't leak.
Yeah, you can turn it off. So you haven't been electrocuted.
No.
But upstairs, I told you, I go, I think the toilet, what is that? The little...
The flusher.
The knob.
Yeah.
So I'm going to hit that thing, and it kept getting lower, and I had to keep pushing it harder and harder and harder. Well, the other day, I pushed it to its brink.
Snap.
So you come into the bathroom in the morning, and I've got the lid off, and I'm sitting there doing this whole
thing.
Which
is nothing makes me feel better than watching Amy try and figure out what's wrong with the toilet.
No,
and of course, the kids are trying to climb in. I'm like, let's just all close it up, because we all got to go to work.
But then the best part about that is you didn't fix it yet. But we were home on Monday. I had a holiday, and you came home early in the afternoon, and all of a sudden we're sitting on the couch, and all of you can hear the toilet upstairs flushing. It wouldn't stop. It wasn't like the little shh. It just kept going, and you're like, oh, for crying! You had to go turn the water off. And
yes, I've fixed. I don't know.
I know.
I don't remember my father having to fix toilets as much growing up. But,
I don't either. We have to. Probably because your dad didn't do it.
3 trips to the hardware store and he called
a
professional.
You're like, okay, it was only 98 cents for this part.
You know how many toilet parts I found when I cleaned out the basement?
I know.
I could probably build my own toilet with about
crap I found. Well, you know, I do know some plumbers. we could.
But they cost money. It's cheaper to buy 300 toilet flappers.
Well, you know what? That's right. But
right,
what's our water bill going to be?
I don't know. You're the bill lady.
I don't know if I know it. Do I know anybody down at the city? Might be able to
yeah, you know
what
they
can do?
They'll tell you to fix your damn toilet, lady. All right, Amy, are you ready for your extra special super segment?
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to hear this. Now, did he edit this down?
It is the moment of truth. Jessica, it's in there.
I feel good.
Unfortunately,
it's the end of the road for you.
Okay, Brooke, how are you?
Very nervous.
I've not made the final 12, I'm afraid. It's a no. 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 And
now it's time for the Absolute Amy's American Idol update on the Red Boy Podcast. Find out who rocks on and who rolls out.
It didn't go your way.
So welcome to Amy's Idol Update.
It's the Idol Update.
We are at 24. Oh, P.S. Thank you, Mr. Raymer from Madtown Aces.
That was awesome.
MadtownAces.com. Check
it out. I love the edited down version.
So he kind of sounded like he had a cold and he was asleep.
Oh, I thought it sounded great.
I know. He's awesome.
This
anyway.
Is, you know, well, we're down to 20.
We started... 20? Did they get rid of two more?
They got rid of two more. We're going to talk about this.
All right, but hold on. Let me give the premise here. We're going to feature American Idol every week. We'll try and keep it as short as possible for those who don't give a crap. Or you can just stop. That's good, too.
Or just fast forward.
There you go. That's why it's a podcast, kids. But Amy's going to just give a quick highlight who she thinks is going to win, who may not win. But when we get down to 12.
Then we're going to do some actual.
There's going to be the contest. So you can send
We're going to do, yeah, but we're going to have a contest. And then there's going to be between Carol and I are going to kind of.
Yeah, Carol from Israelism.
Going to talk about it.
Yeah, they do an idol update too. So we're going to.
But they're
have,
a couple days behind us or something. How does that work with their idol update?
Oh,
it doesn't air.
Yeah, it's
so,
weird.
Carol, don't listen.
Yeah,
because then it could be cheating. If
yeah,
you're
we
listening.
We will be giving things away if you haven't seen Idol. So, if you got TiVo or whatever, turn it off now.
I don't really have. This isn't too prepared. I do have the four who were cut, and I have to say that I had marked them down as my people who were needed to go bye bye.
So two boys and two girls.
Two boys tonight. And two girls. And tonight I didn't like the way they did it because they went and they had okay, we're gonna take off a girl and.
And then they went to the boys.
And they went to the boys.
And then we had this big debate about
girls.
No, it's only one. No, it's two.
So I didn't like the way they did that. I'm like, I would just assume that they just do.
Okay, but hold on. I want to touch on
the drama of Idol.
I want to touch on the contest. The contest, once we get down to the 12, we want you to submit to us your picks, or your pick, I guess, who will be the Idol at 12. And you can't change it once you submitted it at the 12. If you submit it before the 12, you can change it. Obviously, they get kicked off. But once we hit 12... Tell us who you think is going to be picked, and whoever wins will get a 100-year picnic CD.
What?
Oh. Jeff, 100-year picnic. We're going to feature 100-year picnic
oh, okay.
in this show.
I'm like, what?
Sorry. I'll keep you up to
I was like,
welcome to the show, Amy. I didn't tell anything, did I?
Okay. I don't know anything about a picnic. No. I'm like, great.
No, Jeff's band, 100-year picnic, a CD, and you will get a Red Boy Podcast T-shirt.
And maybe I'll put together something.
And anybody else who maybe at Raymer throwing
oh,
some
yeah.
stuff. We'll get a little price pack.
Maybe we
going
could
on.
Get a calendar.
We got two more weeks to ooh, we can put a calendar in. We got
go
two
ahead.
More weeks to put this together, so.
Well,
but Amy, continue please.
All right, let's go ahead with this.
Briefly.
You know, we're down. I'm going to keep this short. Well, past 3 nights I have been watching Idol and I think we're probably going to I don't know if I can stand watching it that long.
I know. It's 2
it's
hours.
Too time consuming. But
it's 2 hours Tuesday, 2 hours Wednesday, an hour. That's 5 hours of your life.
It is. It's just too much time. But
yeah, TiVo and fast
the
forward.
First night was the girls, right? Yeah, the girls.
Yeah.
And I came up with it. I really didn't think. Let me look here. I did not like Becky. I thought that Becky on there was just, she's like Jessica Simpson. She's this weird facial.
Oh, you had the
things.
Facial issue.
I don't
thing,
like
yeah.
weird facial things when people are singing. I want, it's
and
just.
And these are people you picked before you saw who
yes,
got booted.
Yes, I had it down with, let's see. I had Becky. No, I'm under the guys, sorry. That would not be Becky. That would be somebody.
Well, one note, as Amy looks this up, one note I had made was,
oh, yeah.
if these people suck now, they're not going to get any better.
They're never getting any better.
Because these people
but that's
are,
not true.
No, because they're singing songs in their genre. This is what I think I can sing the best at. What happens when they throw
no.
show tunes or something at the...
I don't know. All I can tell you is, on the girls, I had marked down that Heather was not very good, and Stevie... I put Melissa down because she just, I liked her, but I didn't think she'd get there. And then Becky. And so I had four. So four out of that 20, those were my bottom four. And they actually.
Who got booted?
The big boot went to Becky. Yes.
The facial girl.
Yeah. And
she
then,
had the very first
and then
boot.
Stevie, who was the opera singer. Remember? She decided to like do this whole falsetto thing and said in her interview that. She wanted to sing opera. Well, then don't be on Idol.
Because you know what? The next American Idol ain't singing. When's the last time you heard
no.
opera
anyway,
on a top 40?
She will go far.
Yes.
I think
she
will.
She can go hang
but,
out
but
with
I
what's her name
no,
who
exactly.
does those
so,
Christmas albums.
I was
but.
Very excited. I was happy that those two people were gone. And I think Heather, unless she pulls it back together, she's going to be going quick.
Okay. And the boys?
Okay. On the boys. My pick.
Bucky. Is that his name?
I
Bucky?
Said Bucky.
Bucky's just got to go. Did he
Bucky?
Go? Did he go? Tell
no,
me right now.
No, Bucky.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
But I had Bucky, Sky, and Bobby. Those were
Bobby's got to go too. Did Bobby go?
Bobby's gone.
Thank God.
Okay.
Yes.
But what happened was it got down to Bucky and Patrick, the first guy, the unforgettable
is
guy.
Patrick, the skinny kid?
He was the first one who sang. And,
I know.
And it,
is he the skinny kind of Ricky Shorter looking kind of?
Yeah. And he got voted off.
He...
So
the
you
wannabe
know,
Clay Aiken
Bucky
kid.
Bucky needs to go.
Bucky needs to go too.
So that's what happened this week. Next week,
four more kids are gone.
I'm telling you, people, I'm not going to be able to watch 5 hours of Idol next week. So
we may have to check the website.
I think we're going to go ahead and TiVo, and I'll just skim real quick. And but I just there's just too much drama, and you know they're kind of nicing up Simon.
Well, no, yeah, you're right. He's not quite
yeah, he's
as...
being nice. He's apologizing and
the
stuff.
Problem
and
is,
I don't really want him to apologize because that's why I'm watching. I want him to be rude, I
think
guess.
They had,
I
think they had to nice him up because
Well, and he's going to say,
you suck. You suck. And then three shows later, he's like, you're the best thing in Idol ever.
Yeah.
Like,
maybe,
how can you? Either they suck or they don't.
Anyways, that's the update.
Oh, that was incredibly brief, Amy.
I'm sorry.
All those notes and
you know, I was doing a lot of prep
hours
work.
And hours of prep boiled down to
but
4 minutes.
It
I
was
thought
fun.
You were going to suck up more time than that.
Well, I'm sorry, but you know, the best part of that was the intro.
Amy just wanted to hear the intro.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I wish I had a segue to this, but
Now?
Why don't we play Jeff's song and then I'll come back to this. This will give people plenty of time to fast forward, rewind, or just
what
drop
is this?
Off. This is from 100yearpicnic.com. Well, the band is 100 Year Picnic, but Jeff actually is a coworker of mine, but he's been featured as Song of the Day on GarageBand and is also available for download on the PodSafe Music Network. This is his song, or their song, Maryland County. This is my personal favorite. I'm sure he'd wish I plugged a different song, but check this out, and we'll be back in 2 and 2. Go. That's 100 Year Picnic. It's my buddy Jeff with Maryland County. Check them out. They're on the PodSafe Music Network. Y'all can go out there and download it and jam out to
that's
Maryland.
Pretty good. Now, what
I love that song.
How does that? Who am I thinking of that kind of sounds like?
I don't know, but that is my number one. I think
because it does. It sounds like music that
he's had more featured, but that is just my favorite song. I don't know why. But
cool.
Welcome back to Red Boy Podcast. You know what? You gotta be careful when you're taking musical breaks and you have a reporter sitting in your dining room with you that you don't embarrass yourself too much. So we'll see how what comes out in print if I made tragic mistakes or not. So Silent Steve, please be gentle. All right. Right now I want to feature something just to drag this on a little longer. The top 50 gadgets of the past 50 years. Me, the gadget guru.
You love gadgets. You are a techno gadget guy.
I have gadgets for sake of gadgets.
Well, before you go into that, let's talk about what iPods you have.
All of them. I do.
I know.
We have, well, I had to
People
sell
look
them.
At me and they're like, what? We collect them.
Well, I don't have a Nano.
No.
We have a Mini, your Mini, my video. I sold off my 3G to buy my video.
Mm-hmm.
And then Luke's Shuffle.
Yeah. And then what do I like to collect that I don't
Purses.
Use? Well, yeah, that. And what else do I collect that you always laugh about when I go to?
I don't know. Purses is the big thing I know.
Purses, I do have a lot of purses,
yes.
But no.
You have a lot of stuff.
What?
Clothes, jewelry. Where do I end, Amy?
No, what? I wear jewelry. I have clothes that I wear. I use purses, but I do not use them all.
Just tell me. I give up.
Kitchen
utensils.
Utensils.
Amy's the best person to send to.
I cannot resist a Pampered Chef party.
And I love it because I'll use them. And
you do, but
it's another gadget.
It is. It's a gadget. We love them.
Those are not on my list, but these are the top 50 gadgets of the past 50 years. I'm not going to list all 50 off, so you can save your breath.
Thank you.
My favorite, 1978, number 38, Milton Bradley's Simon. We had a Simon.
We have one in the basement.
I think it still works, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Not as much fun as you remember it being, though. I think they have an online version you just can click on it.
You do kind of get a little bored when you get a little
like,
dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
And it takes about, what, like 8 Ds and a 9 volt?
And then it goes,
and it runs for like 3 minutes.
Luke would like that. We should get that out.
For just flashing a bunch of lights.
Oh, Luke, it's like Zathura, but it's not possessed.
They can get possessed. Get them wet.
Hey, there's another topic we can talk about. Possessed toys.
All right, write it down. Amy's making her show notes as we go. Number 35, one of my favorites. Motorola's Dynatac 8000X in 1983, the original brick phone, brick cell phone. Hey, look at me, I'm on my portable phone. It's like 8x8.
You have one of those, don't you?
I do.
I bought one off eBay
because I'm that big of a geek. It doesn't even work. But I didn't pay.
It looks good, though, when you play with it, man.
What do you think this thing costs brand new, Amy? $4,000.
You're kidding. How much did you get it on eBay?
$3,000.
No, you didn't.
With a 2-year service plan.
You're not going to tell me what you paid for that dumb phone, are you?
Oh, I couldn't even tell you. Way more than I should have.
Okay. I'm like, you better not have paid too much.
Number 31, your favorite, Amy, which you'd want higher on the list, the iRobot's Roomba.
Oh, I want one so bad. Our friend has one.
Can you go pause the TiVo?
Oh, the TV
or
came
just,
on?
Or just mute it so we don't have to hear this. Okay. Number 27, because I know she can still hear me. She's only across. Just hit mute, Amy. Just hit mute, top right side. This is, Steve, what podcasting really sounds like when you don't edit it. You can't see the giant green mute button.
I'm not a gadget person. It's like the first date with the remote.
All right, number 27, the Commodore 64. We did not have one of those. We had the Apple IIc, I think. This is 1982. Did you have a Commodore? I doubt it.
I had a typewriter. My mom and dad got me one of those. What is it? What was that?
A typewriter. There's no other name for a typewriter.
No, it was a word processor.
Ooh, Matt. I took one of those.
It had the little screen, you know, there, and you'd type it. And then I never could figure out how it worked. It was a typewriter. It was awful.
Come in. Number 21, the Zenith Space Command, the first remote control for a TV in 1956, had 4 buttons.
How big was it?
Mine has so many damn buttons. It's about the size of my giant one that does 3,000 things. Yeah. Number 16, Texas Instruments Speak and Spell, 1978. E.T. Phone Home.
I love the Speak and Spell.
I didn't have a Speak and Spell.
We had one.
We were poor. We couldn't afford a Speak
and Spell. Well, we were too, but I think my parents, I was a really bad speller. I think they wanted to see if I could help. Thank heavens that the computers have moved up and spell check.
Yeah. I don't need to spell anymore, Mom. I have spell check. Number 15. The PhoneMate Model 400. What is that, you ask? 1971's answering machine.
The PhoneMate.
Remember when phone answering machines had tapes?
Yeah.
And now you don't even have
and
it in
then
your
they
house.
Would get,
now it's on some computer base somewhere.
They get eaten. And
now everybody has voicemail. Number 14, my favorite. This is the original. Crackberry, otherwise known as the BlackBerry 850 wireless handheld in 1998.
I'm like, 1980? I go, wow, that's good.
It was 3 foot by 2 foot.
I was like, was this something that the government was using and they didn't tell us?
And then we get into the top 10.
All right.
Which actually has photos. If you are not familiar, we can put this. Number 10, Regency TR-1 in 1954, which is basically a transistor radio. It sold for $50, the first transistor radio. That's a lot of money for just a little AM radio. Number 9 was, this is a specific brand, but it's the thumb drives. Little jump drives, little USB thumb drives is number 9. Apparently invented in 2000 by Disc 1. Number 8, the Polaroid SX70 Land camera in 1972. Must have been the very first Polaroid camera.
What year?
72.
Okay. We had a Polaroid camera.
More than 30 years later, its design still turns heads. Whatever.
Like, what the heck are you using that
this
for?
This I would have put... Bow, chicka, bow, bow. I don't have the sound effect, sorry. 1977, Atari's 2600
yes!
comes in number 7. I would have put that in my top 5, but they put it at number 7. Number 6 from 1996. Apparently these numbers have to match up. Motorola StarTAC cell phone. Loved the StarTAC cell phone. Had one of those myself.
Which one was that?
That one right there. It's sort of the...
Oh, yeah.
The new generation flips.
I do remember that one.
Yeah. You probably had it because usually you... Yeah, Amy you know,
I always get the hand-me-downs.
My hand-me-downs are pretty damn good.
They are.
Number
when it comes
five,
to cell phones, they are.
Number 5 is the first commercial compact disc player.
Wow.
How much do you think that one sold for, Amy?
I don't know how much.
$900.
Oh, man.
Single disc, and it's about the size of a gigantic VCR. It's awful. Number 4 in 1996 was the Palm Pilot, which is kind of wailed here and there. Some people are into the Palm Pilot, some people aren't.
I am
not.
I'm giving mine up.
You are. Number 3, which is definitely in my top 5. The TiVo. Gotta love the TiVo.
I do, too.
You know what? It's as bad as a Crackberry. I call it the Crack Vivo. I don't know which
I
one.
I think I love it.
Number 2 and number 1, Amy. What do you think the number 2 and number 1 gadgets of the past 50 years?
I don't know. The Clapper?
Well, that guy was on TV. He had his invention, too.
I don't know.
Number 2, the iPod.
Oh, okay. Well.
And I
don't know.
I have to say, some of this is a little unfair because once it gets into the truth.
Who put
this out? It's a PC world, so
okay.
It's going to be geeks landed.
Okay.
Number 1, the Sony Walkman.
Well, you know what? We all had them.
And it started everything into the portable CD players.
That's why we're all deaf. Not because of the iPods, because of the Walkman.
And kids, what is the rule with your iPod? 60 for 60. 60% volume for 60 minutes. Unless you're listening to sound like this, then it doesn't count.
Yeah, exactly. Unless I scream, but I won't do that.
No, because then you clip. And we don't like clipping. And since Steve is here, I won't use the other word that we put with that. So.
Okay.
There's your top, some of the top 50 gadgets over the past 50 years. So.
Great. That was fun.
That was
fun. I love Simon.
Amy is stuck on Simon. She loves Simon.
I think that's cool.
All right, Amy. Well, as
man, I asked for that for Christmas. That was a Christmas present. I wanted that dumb
thing.
Was it
one you didn't get?
No, I did. I got it. It's downstairs in the basement.
Sorry.
My mom saved it for me. Sorry. And ask me what my email address or any of that is. My mind is completely blank.
Amy, as we wrap up episode 59 of the Red Boy Podcast.
All I can tell you.
End of the archives, preparing for show 60 with our good friend Silent Steve here at our side. You did want to mention duct tape.
Okay.
How do you keep a 18-month-old out of your stereo system?
The answer would be duct tape.
Apparently, I think our daughter is super-powered because
three big strips across.
Three 8-inch strips of duct tape across this probably only 12-inch wide piece of glass.
You were a little angry because she had gone up to it like the fifth time and was putting the volume and
she was
hitting
adjusting
buttons.
Settings that she's not qualified to adjust. So, yes, I was not happy about that.
So you took off two of them and now there's just one strip.
Well, because as I'm sitting there looking at the duct tape, I'm like, duct tape's really sticky.
And then Luke says,
it's going to leave sticky behind.
How do I watch a different
movie?
And I go, you
don't. You
don't.
That's why we've watched Zathura 1,500 times.
You have Zathura. We have Blazing Saddle. Was it Blazing Saddles?
Blazing Saddles. In there. I think your, what's your
probably
Disney?
Probably my workout tape is in there. And,
oh, joy. I don't want to do that.
And
your Disney.
Cinderella's probably in there.
Seen it's in there. So there you go. That's what we get to watch until I decided to remove the
duct tape
off of the thing. So
Okay.
Well, thank you for listening to the Red Boy Podcast. Thank you. Maybe you might be a new listener from the Pantograph. You might not be a new listener yet. You may be going back. You loved episode 60. You just heard so much
59.
You came back. No, they may have just joined in. It came back. They may have rewound and made it all the way through it, too, which I doubt would happen. But email us at redboy@redboypodcast.com. Amy, of course, has her email, amy@redboypodcast.com. Voicemail.
Don't ask me. I never know. 888-GEEK.
You're right. 206. 888-GEEK. Free call if you live in Seattle or have.
And you can always fax us if you want. But we don't. I don't know the fax
number. The only fax number we got was a medical report that wasn't ours.
Oh, that's right.
That's not a good thing. So, okay. Hey, let us know your idol picks. Get in on the contest. We promise there'll be prizes. Lots.
And, no, there won't be lots. There will be.
and stick a pin in our Frapper map. We like to know where people are from.
Hey, anybody who participates, you know. No, I won't say that because that would cost us more postage to send it out to
them.
Never mind.
All right. Well, on behalf of the Red Boy Podcast, I am Red Boy, and you are?
Absolute Amy.
And we are?
Out.
Here at Red Boy Podcasting Worldwide Incorporated, we would like to apologize for Red Boy's sheer lack of quality, professionalism, technical knowledge, and his downright amateurish production of this and past shows. We all know Red Boy rides the short bus, but please, bear with him, now and in the future.